Love is in the air, Degrassi, and while our halls are still PDA free, you can show your sweetheart you care with a rose or two or three.
Hi. A dozen yellow. Who's the lucky guy? My mom. Today's a big day. We find out if her radiation worked. Ooh, best friend special. If you need me, I'll call. But I'm really hoping that I don't. Yeah.
What about Anya for the play?
No, too cheerful.
We've auditioned 10 girls, not one as good as Marisol. Offer to resign, reinstated.
And again, overruled. We'll find you a perfect leading lady. There she is.
Hey, Adam.
Adios.
I'm starting to get the feeling that you're ignoring me. Sorry I couldn't make it to your party, Adam. I had to wash my hair.
I wanted to come.
Something better came up. It's okay, I get it.
My great aunt died. I barely knew her, but my mom was beyond upset.
I don't know what to say.
Say you'll let me make it up to you?
Well, you probably won't be interested, but we need a new leading lady for the play, and you'd be perfect.
There's singing involved?
No, but there's a kiss. With me.
Okay. But I get final wardrobe approval. I don't cook, and I don't clean. You will not find me holding a broom or scrubbing on my hands and knees. I expect meals for me prepared 3 times a day.
You like her.
I refuse.
Stop it.
Refuse to rear children.
You love her.
Do not.
She likes you. Why else would she agree to do our play?
No, I certainly
well, maybe she doesn't know about me. You know, Fiona keeps to herself. Doesn't pay attention to gossip. If I could get her to know the real me first, then maybe the whole transgender thing wouldn't matter down the line.
That's a pretty big if.
So, do I have the part?
Leading man approves. But you'll have to work hard to catch up.
Yeah, I can help. Are you free tonight?
Well, I'd have to cancel my Reiki. Yoshi will deal. My condo at 7?
It's a date. Well, not a date.
I'll see you at 7, Adam.
Hey, you guys want to get a room? Hello? Great. Great. I'm gonna be late for math again, because these two have turned my lock into their personal love nest. Look at me, I'm so in love.
And the only way to shout is to swap saliva in front of everybody. Sweetheart Week blows.
Yep, just another activity to highlight the gap between the haves and the have-nots. But you know, I could buy you a rose.
And then I could call you my boyfriend.
Then we'd be locking lips.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, totally. Oh, I'm Dave.
Sadie.
But you know, us a Sweetheart Week haters gotta stick together.
Yeah, there's strength in numbers.
Right. So, you know, we say we meet up sometime. Say the dot. Tomorrow.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Cool.
are the results of your most recent MRI?
I don't see anything.
Does that mean... it means the cancer is gone?
Every single cell of it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I see. I told you. There's nothing to be worried about.
If you're lucky, you'll never see us again.
Never. So this is goodbye, then?
Oh. I'm afraid so.
We really owe you one, Dr. Chris. You and your team have been wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for everything.
All right, come on. Let's go call Dad with the good news.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Come on.
The other cute doctors in your future.
I hope so.
Cinnamon heart?
I don't deserve it. My mom's cancer-free and all I can think about is no more visits to the hospital. There's this boy that works there.
Volunteer?
More like a training program.
Med school?
What comes after that?
Anya, he's a doctor. You can't date a doctor.
He's only first-year resident. I know. I just can't stop thinking about him.
Focus on his annoying habits.
Like the cute way he bites his pen?
You have him on a pedestal. If you spent time with him, you'd realize he's just a regular Joe.
Who leaves his seat up and spends hours on PlayStation.
Exactly.
So what you're saying is I need to spend more time with him.
Anya.
Come on, I've had a pretty sucky year. Don't I deserve one perfect date?
Okay, so how are you gonna get it?
Well, me and my best friend, who happens to be dating my ex, will bump into him. He'll be at Pizza Leslie at 7.
Oh, this place is amazing.
Thanks. You don't mind if I have a little champagne to get into character?
No, of course not. Go ahead.
Some people can be so weird about it.
Not me.
So, where do we begin?
The first time the inventor brings the woman to life.
You mean where he kisses her?
Or we could start somewhere else. There's this scene at the park.
It's probably just better to get the kiss out of the way.
Okay, if that's what you think. So I'm flicking the switch. Nothing happens. So I approach. Before we do this, there's something you should know. I'm transgender.
Okay.
Okay. You knew?
I'm from New York. My mom's stylist, Wilma, used to be William. You thought I'd freak out?
It's a pre-established pattern. Girls aren't exactly lining up to kiss me.
Well, I'd rather kiss you than any other guy at school.
Wait, what?
Oops. My brother keeps a spare change of clothes. I'll go get them.
Hi. I have a reservation for two.
Okay, there is the hostess, Dan. Does he look so old and cute? Are you going to go talk to him?
No.
Look too desperate.
So, you're gonna fake choking.
What?
I faked a pregnancy for you.
Fine. Pass me those olives.
help, we need a doctor!
Sit.
Anya, what's wrong?
My friend, she's choking.
Okay, do you need help? This might hurt a little. Can I get you some water?
Thanks, I'm fine.
Gotta watch it with the olives. Major choking hazard.
And that's what I'm always telling her. So can we buy you a thank you dessert?
I'd love to. But I'm actually meeting someone. It was great seeing you, Anya.
Maybe she's his sister.
Maybe their
family's really close.
Adam, what's taking so long? Let me do it. Molto bello.
Truth or dare?
Truth.
Why did you skip my party?
I told you, my great aunt
is probably alive and well.
You look at me like I'm this perfect princess, but I'm not. And once you realize that, you'll get sick of me. Everyone does.
It's never gonna happen.
Come on, let's get another drink.
Your turn. Dare.
Seem like his type.
What's that? 5'5", brownish hair, way too young for him.
I know you think I'm crazy, but every time I'm around him, I want to puke. In the good way.
You need to forget about him.
No, I went out last night to get a date, and I never even tried. So, here goes. Oh, God. Okay, I can't. It's him. If I let it go through, it'll go to voicemail, and he'll know I called.
And answer it.
Dr. Chris. Hi. I was just calling to say thanks for helping out my friend yesterday. Am I free for dinner? But what about... Oh, she's just a friend. Okay, well, my college seminar at college is over at 5. Maybe we can meet up afterwards. I know this great little spot called Little Mistakes. Okay. See you then. What would a college student wear on her first date?
Hey, did you get the flowers? White's your favorite, right? About last night, we were just having fun. We were caught up in the moment. Best to pretend it never happened. Pretend what never happened? I knew you'd understand.
Okay. We're ready to get started. Fiona, take your mark.
Guess that's my cue.
So, what's the big surprise?
All right, look, guess who's got a date? With her. Me, you morons, I have a date with her.
Wow, Dave, that's great.
Yeah, she is fine.
Yeah, she's also smart and funny.
And way taller than you.
Only by an inch or two. Okay, look, no one's gonna notice.
Yeah, no, it doesn't sound like a stretch.
Last night, Fiona was into me. Like, really into me. And now she claims it was some big mistake.
Give me the play-by-play.
Okay, well, I told her about me. She already knew. And then just before she spilled her champagne...
Wait. She was drinking?
Maybe a little. Why?
In vinum veritas.
I don't speak Greek.
Latin.
Whatever. Does it mean girls like Fiona don't fall for guys like me?
Quite the opposite. In wine, there's truth. What people drink, they say or do stuff that they're too scared to when they're sober.
Maybe she does like me.
So, do you usually date your patients' daughters?
That's why I got into medicine.
The dating prospects?
I was a geek in high school. Got great grades, but couldn't get a girl to save my life. Those doctors on TV, though, they got play.
So saving lives.
Minor perk. Yeah, I wanted to ask you out for ages. I just assumed that a college girl like you wouldn't be interested in an old guy like me.
So how old are you exactly?
25.
25?
You think I'm ancient?
No!
Yeah. How old are you? 20?
And a half.
Hey. Sorry I'm late.
No need to apologize for anything except being a Lakers fan.
Why, what's your team? No way, let me guess. Miami Heat.
How did you know?
Because all the girls like LeBron.
He's one of the league's top scorers.
Yeah, you got the stats to back that up? Wow, I can't believe you're a basketball fan.
Four brothers didn't have a choice.
Okay, well, you want to go get some grub?
Yeah.
Hey, you should sit down.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. Why don't you save our seats and I'll go get the food.
Okay.
Your brother's clothes. I had them cleaned.
You couldn't wait till rehearsal to see me?
Actually, I'm dropping out of the play.
But you begged me to sign up.
Because I thought I had a chance with you. Now that I know it was all in my head, it kind of blows.
What if it wasn't?
Then you'd invite me in. We'd talk.
Well, I did order enough dinner for two. Do you like foie gras?
I do now.
So, hobbies.
I LARP.
Like role play.
Are you gonna ask for the bill?
You might when I tell you I played Dungeons and Dragons. I barely came out of my basement in senior year.
Well, you've adjusted to the light quite nicely.
Do you have time for dessert?
She doesn't.
I don't? Oh, I don't. She's right. Curfew.
Curfew?
Self-imposed. Anya's a very conscientious student.
Guilty as charged.
Well, as long as you're not blowing me off.
No, not in a million years.
I'll drive you home. Your dorm must be close by.
You need to pay at the counter.
Where's my dorm?
You've got to try this cheese I had it shipped from New York. Great. I love cheese. Whoa, someone's thirsty.
Helps me relax. You don't have a problem with me drinking, do you?
No, of course not.
In France, everyone has an apéritif before dinner. It's like the law.
Well, maybe you should have two.
You sure I can't drive you to your dorm?
Holly J is headed that way anyway. I had a really nice time tonight.
Yeah, me too.
I was afraid that once my mom got better that I wouldn't get to see you again.
Well, I'm sure we could come up with an excuse to get you into the hospital.
Actually, there's this mole that I wanted you to examine. It's right here.
I don't feel anything unusual.
Hmm.
Are you trying to seduce me, Miss McPherson?
Is it working?
Call you tomorrow?
You better. Fiona? Forgot my history book. Whoa. Okay. Looks like you two had quite a night.
Adam and I were just rehearsing.
Fiona, you're drunk.
No, I just had a glass or two, right, Adam?
Right.
It's very convincing. Party's over. Come on, Fee, I'll tuck you in.
No, I don't want to.
Fiona?
You're not my mom. You can't tell me what to do.
She's really not that drunk.
Just keep an eye on her, okay? If you need anything, my number's in her phone. And sometimes she doesn't notice if you substitute seltzer for champagne.
Holy Jay is so uptight. Everything okay?
Yeah.
Now that Holly Jay is gone.